and welcome to a special one-off podcast about being ginger. My name is Alex, and I do a podcast called My Parents Voted Brexit with my friends Eugene and Amar. Eugene and I are both ginger, and we once went to the largest gathering of ginger people on earth at the Redhead Days Festival in the Netherlands. It was pretty weird, but we wanted to go to find out what was going on and to see if it was more than just a photo op. We went to find out why people would go and what kind of people were there. We spoke to some pretty interesting people, and we learned that being ginger is maybe more than just a genetic mutation. Without much further ado, here's Redhead Days.
So I'm here with a fellow ginger from the Netherlands. What can we expect to see from Ginger Day?
Well, you can expect a lot of happiness. We're with redheads together, and it's always, it's nice, it's cool, and that's the reason that I come every year.
Please give him a welcome applause.
So I'll just jump into it. So Eugene and I are here at Redhead Days, the largest gathering of gingers in the world, and it's one of the most bizarre experiences I've had in a really long time. Everyone here is ginger. Everyone's wearing green.
It's really quite beautiful. I've never seen so many ginger people in my life, and you know, it's really nice to be celebrated, even if the host still makes some kind of disrespectful remarks about, you know, being ginger.
Yeah, there's a moment where he said, be proud of who you are, even if it's difficult sometimes. Yeah. For a lot of people here, it's an emotional thing. Like, it is a moving thing. Like, we're taking the piss a little bit, but it's a big thing. Like, it's a safe place. It's a happy day.
It is a happy day.
Yeah.
You know, some nice music.
Yeah. Toto by Africa, one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking on the streets.
Yeah. Well, it's just you and me that's drinking.
Yeah.
Everyone else is not drinking, which... And also, we have to wear flags, the national flags on our arms, so we've got union flags on our arms and tinnies in our hands, which isn't great.
And I have... An Irish flag in one hand and the Union Jack in the other.
So after settling into Gingerfest, getting our obligatory nation-state armbands and having a couple beers, Eugene and I set about meeting people and finding out where they were from. It turned out they were from all over the place.
Where are you from?
Israel.
Okay.
Germany.
Australia.
New Zealand.
Okay, so we got quite a... Where are you from, sir?
From Poland.
Oh, so we got quite a mix of people here. Could you all maybe share why you're here and something interesting about you being ginger?
I'm a ginger. I don't have any friends, so I came here. No, I'm just kidding. One of my friends tagged me as a joke in a photo from this festival, and then I was like, "Hell, why not? I should come." And I'm here.
Awesome, amazing.
Same to me. Someone told me about it, and I want to meet other people. It's a great thing.
Fantastic.
I was traveling Europe, and so I heard about it, and I was like, "I need to come while I'm here."
So okay. Nice.
Why would we miss it?
I love watching ginger hair, really.
Yeah, that guy was a bit weird. He wasn't even ginger.
So is this something that in your respective countries that is ginger seen as a good thing, or is it seen as
not true. No? Basically everyone likes me and everyone recognizes me and
Mr. Popular.
It's easy to make friends being redhead.
That's true. The thing is, like, so my name is Eugene. So I have like a weird name, and I'm ginger. So it means that just no one forgets me.
No, I have that in my hometown. Like, I often go around, and someone's like, "Oh, Alex, we used to play football together when we were 7," and I'm like, "I have no idea who you are." But like, obviously, I'm the only ginger person from your childhood, so it must be me. Like,
So we're saying it's a bit strange now. Like, whenever I come to the Ginger Festival, like, I know Alex, I can recognise him because he's ginger.
Yeah.
But will I not be able to find him at the Ginger Festival?
So
happy Ginger Day, everyone.
Merry Ginger Day.
Woo!
Amazing, thank you.
Thanks, guys. We've got two other gingers. Where are you guys from?
So I'm from England.
Scotland.
Right, and you said this is your second time here? With you?
My second.
It's my fourth year.
Fourth year.
Wow.
How did you find out about it?
Of all things, I was actually in New Zealand. I was living in New Zealand, and I saw it on the news out there, randomly. And my brother and sister are both redheads.
Uh-huh.
And when I spoke to my sister, she was like, "Oh yeah, we'll go there one day." And then we came, and I got back, and then the rest is history.
That's history. You've been coming every year.
Yeah.
What brings you back? Like, what makes you say, "All right, I've got to book that weekend. I'm going to do that." You know.
it's just the sense of like togetherness, and I know like people say about like the family thing.
You have like a connection to people. It just sounds a bit stupid, but I think people that are not ginger don't really understand that. They're just like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not, it isn't bad, but sometimes when you're younger, you feel like it's. Like people, you get made fun of more when you're younger, and then you appreciate it more when you get older, sort of thing. So.
Yeah. Could you give us an interesting story? Anything funny but bad that happened to you? But that's kind of funny, but related to the ginger thing.
When I was 14, I was in Turkey, and I was walking around a market, and they were shouting ginger poops at me.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
That's rough.
I was 14 though. I was like, people, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, so I don't know if that's quite funny, but.
No, that's
it's funny. It's funny now.
Yeah. What about yourself, Eddie?
No, I can't.
No anecdotes?
I think I tried to block him from my head.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that's. I think that's the great thing, especially about today with this Sunday with all the kids, because that you get so many kids come and they see that all of us adults as redheads, we've all been through. You know, if they're getting teased at school or whatever, we've all been through it, and you know we know what it's like, and we can get through it, and and I think that's what's good. That, you know, they come here and they're like, whoa, there's a lot of ginger people.
There are a lot of ginger people. In the middle of one of these interviews, we found two lovely people that were from different corners of the globe, and we had a really lovely chat about all the things we chatted about before, why they'd come, what it meant for them to be there. But this time, it was a bit different.
I'm from the USA.
Okay.
And I'm from England.
From England? Okay. Oh, yeah. Just north of France, right?
Yeah.
Now that I'd developed a rapport with a witty wisecrack, we jumped straight into the good stuff.
Great. And do you live in the Netherlands?
No, we've come over just for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Just for 2 days.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you come over separately?
Oh, we both came from England. I live in Manchester now.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, cool. So and what's it like being ginger there?
Yeah. What, in England or here?
Well, it's quite safe
here.
It's
very
different.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
But kind of a serious question. Have you ever felt... Has anything bad ever happened to you because of ginger?
Yeah. Especially in the UK.
It's
like the one non-protected race. It's acceptable to shout insults to ginger people on the way past.
But that is the thing.
It is a weekly occurrence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like what's the worst thing that's happened to you? That you can
probably couldn't say on a public podcast.
we can do the beeping afterwards.
So we'll just take it out.
We didn't take it out.
Yeah, so it's especially as you get older. So the school kids during the holidays, they have absolutely no worries about what the shout out car window is driving past. It's quite there.
Just happened a few days ago, actually.
Yeah.
Nothing too bad. Just shouting the word ginger at us.
Okay.
That's
just a description. Gideon had a pretty horrific incident. He just told me. So yeah, again, the car thing tends to be.
Yeah.
So I was just walking along the street. And some car, kind of the window goes down, and they start like throwing eggs at me, like,
really?
"What a ginger cunt!" Oh, okay, that's really quite horrible.
Ginger cunt is a common one.
I used to get coppin' up a lot. Just one man through, "Oh, coppin' up!" Yes, hello. And then they just like, "Yeah, all right."
Yeah. Ignore it.
Go as you were. But I saw this thing once that they had that, you know, walking through New York as a woman, and they recorded kind of all the way that women like.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
They did it through Dublin as a ginger, and then it's like all the things that shouted at ginger people.
Must be more common in sort of Ireland though. With red, you see a lot more.
Yeah, but even still, it's, you know, the stigma is there. You know, it's still. I think maybe in a class of like 30 children, there's always like one or two ginger people.
Mm.
So you're always the exception, and everyone's like, really like interested. You know, do you have ginger testicles?
Yeah,
you know,
it's the classic question. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Curtains
match the dreams.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you get the same in the US?
Yeah.
What's it like in the US?
I think it's easier as a woman. I mean, it's more sexualized. People just want to know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's more sexualized, but easier.
Fiery redheaded woman.
Oh, okay.
I like you.
Yeah. Do you think there's a lot of like creepy people here that are really into ginger people?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. There's only one or two that I. Like, what are you doing? Like, we just like gingers.
Yeah. So I just So someone earlier was from Macedonia. They're not ginger. They just came to see a lot of gingers. Yeah.
So just to see a lot in one place.
Yeah.
They're the same guys you see every year as well.
You've been here before.
So this is my third time.
Oh, excellent! Nice. This is our first time. We're
all right.
We're
new to the game.
Redhead virgins.
So actually, met here last year.
No, that's amazing.
So we met here last year. And we kept in touch, and then you quit your job and moved to England.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. So I'm covering some beautiful stuff.
Didn't see that coming, or Well, maybe you did, but we didn't. Anyway, you might think this is going pretty well, but the next thing that happens is that he kind of drops himself in it a bit.
Ginger wife funding festival. It's okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Are you married?
No. Yeah.
Anyway, what a lovely couple, and what a nice story, I think. For these two, it was very much the case that they had come together because of a shared negative experience of being ginger. They felt that they had that in common. As for me and Eugene, we just never really considered being ginger that much of our identity. We just hadn't really thought of it as that much of a thing. But it really meant something to so many of the people that we met that day. After having a few tinnies and walking around this sunny Dutch city for a while, we took the train back to Brussels. On the way home, we got a bit reflective.
We are on the quiet carriage, rattling through the very flat and boring countryside of Holland. We've just been to Redhead Days, and we kind of went as a joke, definitely ironically. But I think I would go again non-ironically, because there's something kind of nice about it.
You realise that we are ginger, and that ginger is surprisingly quite a big part of our identity?
Yeah, more than because you joke about it, but it actually is, on some level, part of who you are.
You know, so I think that's really why this is so important for a lot of people, and I think that we didn't see that from the first thing. We thought it was just a gathering of ginger people to make nice photos, but I mean, it's not a support group for gingers, but it is something to...
It kind of is.
Yeah. Mm. To share something that, not only the colour, but the experience of the world that you have.
And you said, I think someone said to you, it's kind of a safe space. Everyone there is ginger or a fan of it, or even if they're not, they're going to be in the minority. Yeah, because, well, I mean, like I was just saying, we're both white, English-speaking men, so I don't want to, like, get on a soapbox talk about how we're disadvantaged, but it is a thing to be ginger, but especially in British secondary schools. So, yeah, it was an affirming day. Nice to meet other people.
And hopefully we'll be back at some point.
We haven't actually gone back yet, and that's because in the year and a half since we went to Redhead Days in Breda in the Netherlands, there hasn't actually been a full official Redhead Days festival. They moved city, they made it clear they were leaving Breda. It's not clear if the local residents were sick of waking up to pasty redheads every now and again in the autumn, or if they're just going through some sort of like restructuring. It's just a small volunteer organisation. But their website says that the next Redhead Days will be on the 23rd of August to the 25th of August 2019, somewhere within an hour of Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. So we'll see you there. And of course, please check out My Parents Voted Brexit. It's our day job. And one more thing, next time you see a ginger kid, be nice to it. It's harder than it looks.